Hi there. The word for you today is alive, immortal, and just like Jesus. In John 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." The story is told of 9-year-old Philip, who suffered with Down's syndrome. In Sunday school, the other kids gave him a rough time. They made fun of him because he was different. The Sunday before Easter, the teacher gave each of the kids a plastic egg and asked them to look for symbols of new life, like seeds and leaves, and then place them inside the egg. The idea was to open their eggs on Easter Sunday and discuss what they found. Well, when the children gathered, they had collected all sorts of things like flowers, butterflies, and rocks. But when the teacher opened Philip's egg, it was empty. One child said, "That's not fair. He didn't do it right." But Philip tugged at the teacher's sleeve and said, "I did do it right. It's empty because the tomb is empty. That's why we have new life." Well, the class gasped, and from then on, Philip rose to a new level of respect and became part of the group. But Philip's family knew his time was short. Too many problems for one small body. So that summer, he died. As the class of 8-year-olds faced the reality of death, they marched up to the altar, but not with flowers, together with their teacher. They each placed an empty plastic egg on their friend's tiny casket. Why is the resurrection of Jesus so important? For two reasons. First, his resurrection guarantees yours. He said, "Because I live, you shall live also." And second, if you live long enough, you'll experience the heartache of losing somebody you love. And Easter guarantees that you're going to meet them again, alive, immortal, and just like Jesus. And that's the word for you today.